Art Goats completed their first homestand in Hartford with their first home win at Dunkin' Donuts Park Thursday. They beat Harrisburg 1-0. Hartford failed in its previous five chances to win at home. Jeffrey Boyd and his wife Tony are season ticket holders for Middletown. They've been there for all six games. The couple is happy with how they've been getting in and out of the park.
As a matter of fact, the one thing that we were always concerned about, particularly with New Britain before, is the parking. And the parking has been absolutely sensational. It's perfect.
Charlene Wallen, supervisor of the Graze and Go concession stand, is from Windsor.
Oh, our main item right now is the Dunkin' skewers. That's chicken and glazed donut.
Slow food service has been a general complaint from early park patrons, but Wallen says things are getting better.
Our first game was a little bit, hectic because, we had new people here and everybody's learning each other. But as we got into, this week, it was pretty easier.
Assistant General Manager Mike Abramson said that the team couldn't officially move in until a certificate of occupancy came through. And that's why things weren't as smooth as he would have liked at first.
You want to get people through a line in under 5 minutes. If you have to stand in line with your kids, it feels like a long time. Opening night in a ballpark, we only had a week to prepare before we actually opened.
When the Yard Goats hit a homer, steam is supposed to appear from the giant coffee cup in left field. That didn't happen when the team hit two homers on Saturday. Another casualty in a period of development.
We've got a bunch of CO2 containers back there that fuel that steam. I'm sorry to say it's not actually coffee steam. It's an illusion. But, we were working out some kinks. We got them worked out. And next time there's a Yard Goats home run, you'll see some steam.
The Yard Goats return on April 28th. They drew about 4,700 fans per game during the first homestand. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.